This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school basketball, the Navarro Running Lady Panthers put up a good fight but ultimately fell short against the fifth-ranked Fredericksburg Lady Billies on Tuesday night at Navarro High School. Fredericksburg improved 2-0 in District 26-4A with a 56-32 victory. After the team's traded blows in the first half, dominated by defense, Fredericksburg started the second half with an 11-0 run to push their lead to 20 points. The Lady Panthers would respond with a 13-0 run to cut the lead down to 7 points.
I'm pretty proud with our effort. You know, we just, you know, their pressure is crazy good, and we struggled with it at times, and it led to some easy scores for them. You know, we cut it to 7 there late third quarter, and I was pretty excited, but boom, they hit 3 straight threes down the floor. Some because of our fault, some just good offense on their part, but there's a reason they're ranked 5th in the state, and I was proud of our effort tonight here. You know, I mean, we can do things better and make it even a better game down the road, but we just got to get a little better.
That's Navarro head coach Darrell Harbaugh talking about his team's effort in staying close with the Lady Billies. Notorious for their outside shooting, Fredericksburg was limited to just 2 three-pointers in the first half by the Navarro defense, but the Lady Billies would catch fire in the second half with 8 threes made. The Lady Panthers hit 2 three-point shots on the evening, and the 24-point advantage in threes for Fredericksburg ended up being the difference on the scoreboard at the end. Tegan Harbaugh led Navarro with 15 points. Isabella Geipel had 8, and Maddie Gilliam dropped in 6 for the Lady Panthers. Fredericksburg's Rylan Grona led all scores with 22, including 4 trays on the night. After beating 20th-ranked Wimberley last Friday, Navarro saw their district record fall to 1-1. The Lady Panthers will face another state-ranked team when they travel to take on number 25 Davenport this coming Friday night. On the boys' side, the Navarro Panthers scored the first 24 points of the game and blowing out San Antonio Memorial 54-25 on the road Tuesday night. The Panthers closed out their non-district schedule, winning 5 out of their last 6 games. Navarro will start district play on Friday night when they host the Davenport Wolves. In District 27-5A, the Seguin Matadors improved to 5-2 in district with a 73-68 win over San Antonio Burbank on Tuesday night at Goldie Harris Gym. The Matadors had 3 players score in double figures. Corey Daly dropped in a game-high 29. Lane Seidenberger had 15. And Colton Sangerhausen poured in 12. Seguin will next play San Antonio Brackenridge on Friday night. That game will be held at Highlands High School. Meanwhile, the Lady Matadors started the second half of their district schedule with an 80-40 setback at Burbank on Tuesday night. Rebecca Wilkie paced the game with 9 points in the defeat. The Lady Mats are 4-5 in district. They will host Brackenridge on Friday. The Marion Bulldog boys earned a road victory at Ingram Moore on Tuesday night, taking down the Warriors 59-48. In their final tune-up before district play, the Marion girls were off Tuesday. Both Bulldog teams will host San Antonio Cole Friday at Marion High School. We'll have both of those games as part of a Friday night Marion basketball doubleheader here on AM 1580 KWED and streaming at SeguinToday.com. And finally, the Lifegate Christian Falcon boys were edged at home 54-52 on Tuesday night by Calvary Chapel Christian Academy. The Falcon boys and girls will play at Annapolis Christian Academy down in Corpus Christi on Friday. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.